You know, before you cry out to God, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the United States of America, all these Baptists. Oh, God, the abortion is so horrible. Yet their wife's on birth control pills, which is killing their unborn children. That's not hard to figure out. Just go, do me a favor. Go buy the birth control pill and get out the package insert. It's about 100 pages long in fine print and read it like I read it. And read through it, and anyone will see from any package insert, they have to tell you by law what it's doing, okay? Read all about it. Go to our website and read all about it. I think there's still some of those sitting on the bookshelf over there. Read all about it. Do you think God is impressed with somebody crying and whining? Oh, God, why aren't you blessing America? Oh, God, why'd you let the Twin Towers be knocked over? Oh, God, why aren't you blessing? Why would you do that, God? You're not fair, God. You're a mean God. That's not God's fault. It's not God's fault when he judges sin like he said he would. It's not God's fault that babies are being murdered in this country. Why in the world would God step in and send us some great president? Send us some great Supreme Court justice that would put an end to the massacre of babies. Why would he put somebody in the Supreme Court to end that? Why would he give us the blessings? Why would he bless our country when Baptist independent fundamental preachers are handing out birth control pills like candy to their people? Why should he? Why is it God's fault? Blame the priest. Blame the preacher. Blame the man who calls them that are evil in the sight of the Lord good. You see, it's not God's fault when judgment comes. It reminds me of when Ahab said to Elijah, "Art thou he that troublest Israel?" And Elijah says, just because I pray, I mean, basically Elijah prayed that it wouldn't rain for 3.5 years. You remember that? Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain by the space of 3 years and 6 months, and it rained not upon the earth. Now, what if somebody today got on their knees and prayed, "I prayed, God, that it won't rain in the United States for 3.5 years. You know, the world would say, it's your fault that it's not raining. But the Elijah says, no, it's not my fault. It's your fault. Because you're worshiping Baal. You're serving the devil. You're killing innocent blood. It's your fault. Just because I prayed down the judgment of God on a wicked nation, the wicked evildoers are the one whose fault it is. You see, until independent fundamental Baptists, the phony liberals who sit there I just didn't know any better. Well, why don't you do a little research then? Why don't you figure it out? Why don't you do the research instead of just giving everybody a bunch of drugs? And so, because we won't amend our doings, because we won't do right in the sight of the Lord, because the preacher won't get up and preach the truth, because we want to do it our way, God's judgment comes, and we can cry, and we can whine, and we can weep before the altar of the Lord, and we can pray and fast and pray and fast. God says, is not this the fast that I've chosen? He said, don't withhold yourself from food. Obey me. Get off your knees, Joshua, and obey me, he said, when the wicked sin of Achan was present in the camp. He said, quit praying. Get off your face. I don't want to listen to you. I want you to fix the problem. Because God wants obedience. God wants righteousness. God wants holiness. And if your personal holiness is not what it ought to be, if you have sin in your life, if you have wicked DVDs in your house, if you feast your eyes on the filth of television, if you listen to all the wicked rock and roll music, and you listen to the satanic Jimi Hendrix, who said, my religion is voodoo, whose first album called Voodoo Child, who said that he worships voodoo, if you're going to sit there and listen to the Led Zeppelin, the Doors, the Beatles, and that's just the classic rock. That's the golden oldies. Now, what are they coming out with now? Good night, Korn, Marilyn Manson. What are the groups now? Help me out. What are they? Who knows? U2, you know? The Beastie Boys. I don't know. I don't know what people listen to. But you know what? If you got that kind of garbage in your life, you're going out and you're dressing up like a hoochie mama, or you let your kids dress like a hoochie mama, if you're going out and dressing like a queer man, if you're going out and, just doing what you want to do, hanging around with the world, letting them blaspheme God, hanging around with all your wicked friends, listening to all your wicked music, watching all your wicked television, you got all your filthy magazines laying around the house, don't expect God to bless you. He's going to curse you. That's the truth. And you are taking your chances, my friend, because you're taking your chances because God will not protect you when you're filled your life with wickedness and sin. Go ahead. Walk out that door and take your chances. I don't want to take my chances. I don't want to roll the dice whether my kids turn out right. I don't want to roll the dice whether my life turns out right. I'm not willing to take my chances. I'm going to fear and tremble and shake in fear before the awesome God of the universe and beg God to bless me and get the sin out of my life. You have no guarantee from God that all things work together for good for those who listen to NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. That's not what it says. It says all things work together for good to them that love God. And the Bible says this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous.